And this is Tech Talk Radio
with Randy Malik
and Andy Taylor. We have the show that talks about computers,
technology,
and the internet. Thank you for being here. And as I have been saying for many months, since I really, you know, started picking up David Pogue's books, The Missing Manuals, and looking at them, thinking, wow, this is the most concise, complete book series that's out there for somebody who wants to get more out of their system. And number one, maybe doesn't like reading manuals, or number two, doesn't get manuals. And that happens with a lot of stuff, the technology we go out there and buy. And I'm jazzed to have him on the line, David Pogue. David, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks a lot. Good to be here.
I'll tell you what, your Missing Manual series is held in great awe by many.
Thank you. How much did we agree I would pay you to say that? That was really nice.
You know, just having you on the show is enough.
If that's the case, I never got a cut of that.
Randy's always looking for his cut.
Yeah, I think we said Randy would be getting, and he was getting 15% of the 79 cents.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Now, David, tell us, what made you decide to write a book series on missing manuals?
Well, it's funny. I had started my career writing the dummies books, you know, blah, blah, blah for dummies. And I did seven of those, and then I was basically out of topics that I had expertise in, and they kept saying, oh, we've assigned that subject to somebody. We already have a book on that. So I was frustrated by that and by a couple of other things having to do with the sameness of those books and some of the restrictions of those books. So I had this agent guy who had been pursuing me for a long time and said, you know, come with me, and I will help you start your own series, and you'll have control, and you'll do whatever you want. So for a year, I kicked around trying to think of what the series would be, and then one day a guy just handed it to me on a platter. He was sitting next to me on a bus at a trade show. He's like, you know what gets me? I spend $300 for this piece of software. I open the box. I get a CD and a registration card. That's it.
Yep.
There's no manual. Where's
exactly.
the freaking missing manual? And I'm like, bing.
That's it. That's all you
the
needed.
Idea.
And the rest is history because you have put out, oh my God, I can't even count how many books you have that are the missing manuals for everything from, you know, Mac programs to getting the most out of Windows.
Yeah, exactly. It's really exploded. I think I did probably 25 of them myself, and then 3 years ago I sold the whole affair to O'Reilly, the company that had been just distributing them and marketing them, and because they wanted to expand the series, but my timeline was full. I could do no more. So now I do 5 books a year myself, and they do the rest. And I think they've got like 40 or 50 titles.
Well, the nice thing about them is, and let's face it, you walk into, you know, Barnes and Noble or you know, wherever you go to shop for your books, and you look on the shelves, and it's so hard to figure out which ones to get because you start leafing through them, and a lot of them are real difficult to read. Yours is laid out to the point where anybody could pick it up and just grab what they need right from the pages of the book by looking at the table of contents.
Yeah, well, that's a blessing and a curse, you know, because there are, you know, system administrators sort of spit on my Windows XP book, which, as you say, is geared from, let's say, beginner through advanced intermediate, but it's not going to set you how to do group policies and, you know, how to do the really complex corporate stuff. And so that's a legitimate beef. But no, I'm covering the low to the middle in technical expertise because that's where my expertise is.
Yeah. You're not somebody who's gone, you know, well, if you're somebody who's gone and you've gone through, you know, ITT or whatever, this is maybe not a book you might pick up, but it's one you would certainly recommend to somebody that wants to get the most out of their systems.
Yeah, I think that's my favorite part of this whole experience is when I started hearing through the grapevine that the tech support people at Apple and Microsoft were suggesting these books to people who called in and obviously needed some refresher help rather than, you know, than the tech group rep have to explain it to them.
What I thought was great, David, is recently Apple sent us over one of their, you know, Intel iMacs, and we got a chance to play around with it. But I was also able to pick up the iMovie 6 and iDVD book.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was really well laid out because not only did it show you the basics of the software, but you also in there put tips on how to be a better videographer.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because that originally started when I first did the iMovie book years ago, and it was iMovie 1.0, and there really was only like 120 pages of stuff to say about that program. It was so simple. So I thought, how am I going to make this book worthwhile? And I thought, that's it. Show people how to use the camcorder. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. People don't know what all those controls do. And they also, see, what gets me about digital video is, if you look at it from a technical standpoint, it's very close to professional video. I mean, the number of lines of resolution and the light sensitivity and so on. I mean, there have been movies like Open Water and The Blair Witch Project shot on camcorders.
Yeah.
So why shouldn't any amateur be able to do professional work? Well, the only difference, now that the equipment is out of the question, the only difference is the technique. So I thought, what if we could tell people about lighting and composition and editing rhythms and things like that, so that anybody can make stuff that looks as good as the pros? So that was my thought there.
What about putting together the book, The Internet, The Missing Manual? I'm sure there's stuff when you're going through that you're thinking, wow, I've got to kind of leave this out, but you wanted to include some other things in there.
Yeah, that's a tricky one. That's sort of like, you know, writing a book called Life, The Missing Manual.
Yeah, exactly.
That's coming up. A lot of stuff out there.
That's next year, right?
Exactly. In a unique 90-volume set. It takes you the rest of your life to read it. So what that book wound up being is, first of all, you know, explaining the basics, including the different ways to get onto the Internet. And then it's email and it's FTP and it's websites. And a lot of it is just sort of a directory of what's out there and how to do it, stuff you've heard of but didn't quite get it or what it's good for. YouTube, MySpace, Facebook, what are these things?
Blogs.
And how do you use, blogs, podcasts, and how do I use them, and how do I take advantage of them? So, again, a primer. And, you know, the knock against that book in one of these reviews was, well, this is all stuff you can find out on the Internet itself. And I'm like, yeah, if you have no job and no family.
Exactly.
I mean, it would take you hours and hours and hours of trial and error and poking around Google to find all this information in a, you know, concise, usable way. So that was the goal there.
Again, I like it because it is laid out very easily. I know that, you know, my stepfather, who is not very internet savvy, was able to take the book and find, you know, stuff about online poker, and now him and my mom are getting a divorce. But it's like... No, that's not the case. But I mean, it really lays it out very well. Now, I with Vista coming up, I'm sure you're keeping pretty busy with that.
Oh my God, I've got it in front of me on the screen. That's what I was working on right when you called. I guess there's no real problem with my saying this publicly, but basically the bookstores, you know, Barnes and Noble and Borders and Amazon, are getting inundated by the publishers saying, oh, I've got 5 Vista books. Will you stock them? And we've got 9 Vista books. Windows Vista is, as you probably know, quite a bit different from what came before.
To say the least.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's been moved around, and the names have been changed, and stuff's actually been taken out, which I don't think Microsoft's ever done before, to remove features, and they've added features. So it is a huge deal. And I think everybody, including me, is going to need some serious help, whether from a book or a training course or something. So everybody's trying to get in on this opportunity. But the bookstores say, look, we only have so much shelf on the space on the shelf.
Yeah.
So it's going to be who's first and who's best. So what I'm trying to do is write the first and the best book. And
right.
So I'm just pulling in favors and calling experts and running 5 different machines with different versions and combing the blogs. I'm going to be the most, my aim is to be the most informed, best explained author out there on Vista. And you know what? I really like it. I think Vista is going to be a spectacular hit.
Yeah, a lot of people have said that this is really what everything has been gearing to and where we will be for quite some time as far as the interface.
I agree. And I also agree with the people who say that Microsoft just looked at Mac OS X and basically ripped off feature after feature. I think I've found now 20 or 30 features or ways things work, or even little, like on the Macintosh, if you have a list of folders,
right,
they have these little flippy triangles beside them. You can click a flippy triangle to see an indented list of what's in that folder without having to open a new window. Well, now that's in Vista, too. You know, so just a bunch of things. But you know what? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It makes Vista better. It makes Windows easier to use. I'm glad they copied all this stuff. I mean, Apple must be having steam coming out of its ears and its lawyers too, but it really worked, and they came up with a lot of stuff on their own too. Some of the stuff in the Explorer windows, ways to group and stack and filter hundreds or thousands of files into exactly what you're looking for with one click. I mean, they've done some really nice stuff.
Would you agree that going to Windows Vista from XP or whatever is about as big of a change as the original, well, early Windows 3.1 going to 95, probably even more so?
Yeah, almost.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, they've taken care to keep the basic stuff in place. There's still a computer window, there's still a taskbar, there's still a start menu, even though it no longer says start. I think they got so tired of people saying, why is the shutdown command in the start menu?
Yeah.
So they've changed that. But they've done some organizational things with folders that I like a lot. For example, they took Apple's idea of having all your stuff in one folder named after you, like your pictures, your movies, your music, your documents, your email, everything in one folder that bears your name called the personal folder. And that's going to make it so easy to find stuff, so easy to back up your whole world, your entire account.
Oh, wow.
With a single folder.
That does sound a lot like that Mac OS, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Just like the Mac's home folder, only here it's called the personal folder.
Now, I noticed on your website there is videos, which I think is great, where you actually will not only speak a podcast, but you actually do videos, which we're starting to do on our site as well. But the one this week is the ultimate DVR. Now, I'm a big entertainment nut. I've got to have entertainment. Tell us a little bit about this.
Sure, I reviewed the long-awaited TiVo Series 3. It's a digital video recorder like the old TiVo, except this one records high definition as well as regular channels, and two channels at once. It can record two channels at once while you're watching a third one play back. So it's got a million hooks into the internet. For example, you can call up the current traffic for your commute or your the weather where you live. And it also ties into your home network, so it'll call up your slideshows from your Mac or your PC and play your music collection and stuff without having to actually move any of that stuff to the TiVo. It's just grabbing it off your computer.
Wow, so that is great.
It's quite an amazing machine, and it has a million little features and fine touches that the basic ones from the cable companies don't offer. But the challenge for me is explain why all of that is worth $800.
Oh, ouch! $800.
Yeah, I mean, you can get one from your cable company for, I guess it's $7 to $10 a month or something.
Yeah, I have one, and I think I'm paying $9.95 a month for it.
Yeah, exactly. And if you tried them both in terms of responsiveness, in terms of, like, for example, on a regular one, if you program two shows and one of them is from 7 to 8 and one's from 8 to 9. But the network does that sneaky thing where they make the one show last 3 minutes into the hour.
Yeah. You know how many ends of Desperate Housewives I've missed?
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Of that?
Exactly. Well, what the new TiVo will do, the current TiVo too, it'll just record as much as it can of the second show. If there's a 3 or a 5 minute overlap, it's not going to just not record it. It says, oh, okay, I'll get as much of that as you want. You might miss the opening credits. So just a lot of little touches like that make the difference.
Well, our listeners can certainly see all of this and the different titles that are available. Now, I did have a listener that called us that said, can you ask David if there's going to be a book or is there one in the series about digital cameras? He said they are getting so complex. And again, it's one of those things where you try and read the manual on those and you get lost.
Yeah. There is a digital photography, the missing manual. And I would say that it's kind of like part about photography technique, 3 chapters about that, using your camera and photography technique, just like we talked earlier about film technique. And then the rest of it is about using, unfortunately, Windows-only programs for editing it and storing it and so on. So it's not about digital cameras per se, and I'm trying to think how how you would do that, because not only is every manufacturer different, but every, you know, yeah. every camera is obsolete after 6 months or so.
And well, you have one feature on one camera called one thing, it's called something else on another.
That's right. Yeah. I'll tell you what I am doing, though. I have a new TV series. It's going to be on one of the Discovery networks. It's going to be on Discovery HD, have the high-definition channel, and a channel called Discovery Times.
Right.
Yes. You may have to ask for.
We get those in
the
series,
so
that's perfect.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Wow, yes. you and my parents, that makes nine.
we'll be watching. When is it going to be on?
Yeah, well, it's supposed to start in November. Who knows if we're going to keep up with that schedule. But in any case, one of the first episodes is on digital cameras, just on digital cameras. I'm going to go through the entire thing, like what the features are and which ones are worth paying for and how to know a good one from a bad one. And the show is called It's All Geek to Me, and it's very funny. It's kind of modeled on a cooking show.
Oh, great.
Except without the food. You know, it's like
technology
project.
Oh, that sounds great.
And we are going to post bits of that online, you know, through iTunes and stuff like that, so people will be able to get a taste even if they can't get the channel.
Very cool. We're going to have to keep an eye on that. Our listeners can also visit your website, davidpogue.com. That's P-O-G-U-E. I love your Pogue's Pledge. it is a great thing for websites. This site is 100% free of animations, ads, annoying backgrounds, Java, frames, and anything that blinks. Perfect. David, it's great to talk to you.
You too. Thank you so much.
And I hope that when the show comes out in November, maybe we get you back on the show and talk again.
Well, that would be my pleasure.
All right, buddy. Thanks,
care. Thanks, guys.
There you go. David Pogue there. Again, you can find his books, The Missing Manual Series. Go to davidpogue.com to get more information on it. Check out some of his video there as well as his podcast. Some great stuff there.